Can you tell me where Rashi is? She tells me four places in our sugya. Okay. If you did the rush well, maybe we'd give you three places. If you did the rush well, you'd be able to tell me how Rashi's Lashitaso in at least three places in our sugya. But it's not easy. And the reason why we've gone slowly up until now is to be able to see how the sugya explodes. You have had to hedgebin every single issue in our sugya to have noticed that Rashi's Lashitaso in three or probably four places. Before we do that, before we take a look at that, let's see. Let's take a look. Where's Eitan? Oh, there it is. Let's take a look at one more Nakuda where I saw that actually works out beautifully with what Rabbi Yarashvet suggested. By the way, Aaron had defended very well the Gemara yesterday after she recorded Rabbi Yaakov's Mahalif. I had asked that Nakuda is not Mukhrum in the Mahalif, but. It does work nicely. Take a look at a beautiful marshal. Before we see the rush well, I want to do the marshal and see the marshal's beautiful point. We're going to see after we go through quite an adventure within the rush and then the sheet hezbening the sheet this Rambam, we might come back to the marshal's point as well. I know it wasn't on the Marnikomos, but everybody, if they did a good chazar and they're holding in the sugya, will be able to follow. Let's take a look at the Marshal on the bottom of the Marsha, who gives a beautiful yishuv according to Tosas. Zok de'elik in Marshal. Marshal says like this. Tosas said, Kidipirashis le'il, and Tosas in the Bramaskul Mesive, Tosas had said that just like we had learned earlier, that we say that something earlier, Tosas had said, so too, of course, if you would have a Dhamma that's of the Shiva Saminim, so then that would come before, that would come what? It would come before a Ha'etz. That's what Tosas had said. And Marsha says he doesn't know what Tosas means when he said Kidipirash is Lil. Where did you see that earlier? In the Bahad. The Bahag was talking about, everybody remember the second question of the Marsha? The Bahag says that we're talking about what? You don't have to say that. It sounded, thank you. Thank you very much. The Bahag had said that the halach, that if you have a Eitz or a Adama, so in such a case, a Eitz comes first. What does that have to do with the Adama is a Min Shiva? That was the Marsha's question. That we didn't even answer. So today I want to share with you first, it's not directly related to the Rush, but first, I just want to share with you a beautiful terrace of the Marashal. Says the Marashal like this. Everybody knows what I'm addressing, the second cash of the Marashal? Say it again. That the Marashal had asked Tosos, put everything on the page. Tosos on Mem Aleph Amin Aleph, Dibar Maskel Mesive, had said, L'chein Tzarech Lahani Kidipirashis Le'il Bein Ber Chosein Shavos. And if you have a Min Shiva of Adama, that comes first, like I said earlier. So what in the world is Tosos saying? Like I said earlier, where did you see anything earlier in Tosas? That a Borei Pri Adama, Min Shiva is going to come first. That was the second Kasha of the Marsha. Yesterday, Rav Yaakov addressed the first Kasha of the Marsha. Today, I'm starting off Shir, even though it's not the primary part, I'm starting off Shir discussing the second Kasha. You're going to see if we have a lot to do today. You're going to see, maybe if we have enough time, now we'll have to continue tomorrow, we're going to see why this Marshal is going to be important in developing things later on. Take a look at the Marshal. The Marshal says like this, Tosdir Maskel Mesive, V'nira Be'enai, Perush de Pligi Be'i, V'alocha K'Rab Yehuda de Min Shiva Kodem, V'ha de Pasek Halochas Gedolos de Borei Pri Ha'etz Kodem, Hainu b'shneyen b'shivas minim o shneyem eino b'shivas minim. The Marshal says like this, the Chacham HaShlomo says like this, that when it comes to when you have a Eitz or a Adama, then the Bahag said the Eitz comes first. What was the Mashmos over there? Dafka in that case, where you have either both are shivas minim, or both of them are not the Shivas Aminim. But the Mashmos would be that if one of them is not of the Shivas Aminim, and the other one would, then the halacha would be the exact opposite. So can it be Rashis Le'il means that earlier, I like the Maharshot said, according to the Bahag, Ha'etz comes first, that's only if they're on the same plateau, they're in the same place. But if one of them is a Shivas Aminim, then the Mashmos is that it's going to change. So that's what Tosis was referring to. Can it be Rashis Le'il that earlier we said that the Ha'etz comes before Adama, we're in the same league? But like we were mentioning, what happens if the Adama is greater? Like Rav Yaakov had pointed out that was the Kol Shekein of Tosas. So then, like I said before, the Bahag was only talking about a case where we're in the same situation. Okay, that's the, you should know this, Marshal. Rabosai, I challenged you, no one rose to the challenge, to point out to me where Rashi's Lashitaso in three places in our sugya that will emerge from the rush. Can anybody explain to me two places? Tov. So we have our work cut out for us today. Let's take a look at the rush and see the rush's amazing tour of our sugya. The rush says like this. And again, the reason we went slowly through the sugya is because in order to understand this rush, you have had to have four or five sugyas, as we're going, four or five in Yanim of our sugya, clear in your mind before you really understand what's going on in this rush. Says the rush, in my edition, it's on the first wide line, the first line on the top. Mitoch Perusho. From Rashi's pshat, mashma, dal eza mehem sheyirtzi yivarech tchila. Ditzarech levarech al azayis tchila, lama hutzlech lefarech she'ein atznon poteres azayis. So, the Rush quotes Rashi, that says that when they're of the same bracha, so then the halacha is chozum levarech al zeh, and the tznon is not poter the zayis. Says the Rosh, from his pirush is mashma dal ezel mehem sheyirtzi yivarech tchila. So Freddie pointed out beautifully in Seder that what the Rosh is saying is like this, that we see from here that there is no adifus whatsoever of Adama over Ha'etz. Anyone you want, the Tznon and the Zayis, you could choose either one. That's what the Rosh is saying. That's issue number one. Now, Rabosai, we're going to outline on the board four or five different issues, and the truth is there are more issues in our sugya, four or five different issues that come out within the shita of Rashi, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, and the Bahag. Could anybody, do we have a marker? Thank you. Okay. So let's go. Over here, we're going to put nosim, topics. We're going to put different topics that come out in our sugya. Most of them we've done slowly within the different shitas harishonim. Now, we're going to see it explode. So let's take a look on the first topic. What's topic number one that we're going to discuss? Is there adifus of ha'adama? Let's go the other way. Ha'etz mul ha'adama. Is there a difus of ha'etz in contrast to ha'adama? So Rabosai, how many shitas do you guys know over here? We're first going to put shitas Rashi over here. We're then going to put shitas Habahag. We're then going to discuss the shita Rabbeinu Yeshaya. And for our purposes right now, the truth is in my own notes, I also put over here Tosos, Rajba, and Rush. But for our purposes right now, let's just leave Rashi, Bahad. I'm not going to put Tosos on the board, but everyone should work on Tosos as well. So what does Rashi say about this issue? Is there a adifus of Ha'etz in contrast to Adama? So what did Freddie point out very well? That Rashi says, no, there's no adifus. What does the Bahag say? We saw in Tosos already. that the Rosh is going to say, elaborate on in the Bahag, in a very different way than Tosos, he's going to say yes. And that's what the Rosh is bringing out. Now, Rabotai, this is probably the hardest Rosh that we had all year. So that's why we want to go slowly through it. And we're going to see that there are mamish diamonds at the end. But it's one of those things that you got to spend all morning working hard on. Continues the Rosh. V'chein pirish Rabbeinu Shemaya b'shem Rav Hai. Kiva d'lo pirish al ezer yivarech t'chila. You could choose which one you want. And Freddie pointed out that the Metoch Perusho, that the Rush was being Medaik, was that you could use either, you could do either one. You could do the Adama or the Eitz. V'teim asks Tosvos, D'mistama bore priya Eitz, Choshev mi bore priya Adama. Ask the Rosh. The bar priyat is more chasher than adama. Mishum the mevareres tfei the bar priyat adama kol adama. Al bar priyat mevarech daf kal mashigadol beilon. So Tosfos says the truth is he doesn't understand why Rashi assumed that way. But because in Svara he would have chosen like the Bahag. He wouldn't have chosen like Rashi. The fishu veres yoser. Says the Rosh, no. Yesh Lomar. By the way, how did Rabbi Yalei Malin describe the Hezber, what the Machlokas is? Anybody know? Yes, Avram? Or the Shem Pri, good. Yesh Lomar, or Samashan Bekka should have been able to answer. Even Samashan Aleph, guys. Yesh Lomar. The lo chashiv kol kach birchas priya eitz kineged priya adama. It's not chashiv priya eitz when we talk about adama. Kemoshe chashuva birchas priya adama alfisha hakol. Lifisha hakol ainu mefureres klal. Lifisha kolelas kol davar. So first he says, no, it's a greater step up when you're going up from a shahakol to adama than when you're going from adama to a priya eitz. But at the end of the day, maybe it's also a step up. He doesn't explain more than that. So Rabbi Yalei Malin was masbir how that works. V'im tomar, now he asks the kasha, continues the Rosh, heichi kamri rabbanon dechaviv adiv. How could the rabbanon say that chaviv is better? Parmina lekamon hamukdom bepasuk mukdom lebracha. V'kol shekein sheyesh lahaktim ha'omer bepasuk l'min she'enu nisker klal b'shevach ha'aretz. Tosis asks, I don't understand the shita of the Rabbanan. How could it be that they say you could choose? What about the halach of Kedima? At the end of the day, we have Rabbi Yosef's rule that says that you have Kedima. And if you have Kedima, so then why is it that we don't take into account that one is a Tznon and that the other is a Zayas? Rabosa, could you answer this question? Could you answer this? How's Rashi going to answer this question? How's Rashi going to answer this question? Okay, something I want you to work on. Continue, let's see how the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Yeshaya that answers it. V'tiritz Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Rabbeinu Yeshaya answers like this. Dahi d'lekamon d'kol ha-mukdom. Hainu kishe'ein chaviv lezeh yoser mizeh. That's talking about where one was not chaviv more than the other. One was not chaviv more than the next. Yakdim oso shekosav t'chila. Abel im amu'uchar chaviv. Yaktim. Rabbeinu Shmaya gives the following teretz. Rabbeinu Shmaya brings up the next issue that we saw in Rashi and Tosfos. And that is, Rabbeinu Shmaya says like this. The whole discussion of Mukdam is where there is no Chaviv. But if there's something Chaviv, Chaviv always comes first. So issue number two, is whether chaviv. Well, let's go the other way. Zayin minim, is it kodem chaviv? Does that come first or not? So what does Rabbeinu Yeshaya say? Rabbeinu Yeshaya says that within the shita of the Rabbanan, so then in such a case, we always say that chaviv comes first. That's Rabbeinu Shmaya's shita. So Rabbeinu Shmaya, I'm sorry, put a Yeshaya. Rabbeinu Shmaya's shita is what? Rabbeinu Shmaya says that the Rabbanan are of the opinion that chaviv kol azman is kodem. Okay. Let's continue on. That's his teretz. So what was the kasha? The kasha was, at the end of the day, what about kedima? So Rabbeinu Shmaya answers no. If there's chaviv kodem, chaviv always wins. Asks the Rosh on Rabbeinu Shmaya v'kasha. Me'adar minim b'shmaitin d'rav chizdor v'rav amnun av'yasvi b'sudasi. Isaac hamay atimri v'rimini kodem rav nuna baruch atimri b'reisha. Amr lei lo zavr lamar kol hakodem hamuktim v'pasit. U'may kasha lei. Dilma tamri chaviv lei. V'amei v'nyavim. This is another way of being Masbir Tosas' own Kasha on the third Tosas that we said before. That Tosas asks on the Shita Rabbeinu Shmaya from the Gemara later on. What? How did the Rosh present the Kasha? The Rosh presents the Kasha like this. The Rosh says, what's the Raya over there with Rav Hamnuna? That the Gemara says that the Halacha is that you don't follow the Shivas Haminim. Maybe you do follow the Shivas Haminim. But over there, what was going on? There was a case of where it was Chaviv. But you do follow Shivas Haminim. So what's the Raya? If I learn, as Rabbeinu Shmaya had suggested, that according to the Rabbanan, if you have something that's not Chaviv, then the Shivas Haminim is Kodem. So the Gemara says, we see for Rav Hamnuna that the Shivas Haminim is never Kodem. No, Shivas Haminim is Kodem, but over there, it was Chaviv. So this is going to cause the Rosh to backtrack from the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Rabbeinu Shmaya, excuse me, the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Shmaya, and he's going to learn a different pshat. Al Karachach Tzar Tomar. The call hamukdum dilikamon asya kereb Yehuda. The call hanech amaroi the sav lekamon call hamukdum beposuk mukdum lebracha kereb Yehuda svira lehu. Says the Rosh the following yesod, and that is this whole concept of kedima is only according to Reb Yehuda, not according to the Chachamim. He disagrees with Rabbeinu Shmaya. Rabbeinu Shmaya says that there's a value of kedima according to the Chachamim. Says the Rosh, no. There's no value of kedima. And all of the sugyas that are talking about kedima are only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So issue number three that we're going to discuss, I think we're going to need to prop this up because most of the time we're going to be on the floor over here. Issue number three is kedima. According to the Chachamim, is there a notion Yesh Kedima L'Chachamim? Do we say Yesh Kedima L'Chachamim? That's a question. Do we say Yesh Kedima L'Chachamim? So says the Rosh, and he thinks no. Well, you know what? We'll squeeze the Rosh in over here. The Rosh says no. There's no Kedima L'Chachamim. Rabosai, how does Rabbeinu Yeshaya hold? Is there Kedima L'Chachamim according to Rabbeinu Yeshaya? Yes, there is kedima l'chacham. It's just that chaviv is adif. Okay. So that's a separate issue that the Rosh is raising. V'hamei v'nyavin, Rashi and Tosos already took sides on this issue. V'hamei v'nyavin. That was one of the things that I wanted you to notice, to point out to me that Rashi's l'shitaso in four places. Okay? So this is the diyun of yesh kedima l'chacham. Now, you guys are doing great copying down the chart, but please, when you do Chazara,
The worst type of chazar is just to chazar the chart. That would be the worst. The first, you're going to go over the rush in every single word, and then you're going to see if you agree or disagree with the chart. Okay? So this is his answer to the question. He says, you're right. The Gemara assumed that Rav Amnuna either had Kedima or Minchaviv. And if he went with Kedima, he wasn't going according to Rabbanan. Why? Because the Rabbanan don't have Kedima at all. Continues the rush. V'chein posik bal alochos gedolos ki Reb Yehuda. And the Bahag is paskening according to Reb Yehuda. What are the words of the Rosh? The Bahag is paskening like Reb Yehuda. What does he mean? That we're following the Shita of Reb Yehuda? Oh, Reb Yehuda, who says that there's an inyan of Kedima. So therefore, the Bahag could say, there's Kedima of the Ha'eitz over Adama. So over here, Adivus Ha'eitz Mula Adama, according to this approach, is Bahag is going within Reb Yehuda. Let's continue on. V'chein kosav debore priya eitz kodu lebore priya adama. And that's why eitz comes before adama. Uladi day, and according to him, ha dika omar aval ein berchaseyem shavus. Divrei akol mevarech alzeh. Umevarech hozer mevarech alzeh. Is a kasha. The Rosh didn't say that. But you tell me, what's the kasha now? According to the Bahag, I've got a problem, and the Rosh is going to give an answer. He has a kasha. What's the kasha? This everybody should have had this push up shot. What's the kasha? Yes, Eitan? Right, if there's a defus of Ha'et, so then you shouldn't say if you have Berchosei and Shavos, you can make a bracha on either one you want. So now, Rabosa, what's amazing is to be Miyashi David. You with me? You follow this? Good. So now, what's amazing, Rabosa, is that the chidush that we said on Sunday, the Rosh himself says. Although, I leave off for you, you're going to have to ask me, I'm not going to say this in Shir, why actually, even though we were mechavin to the Rosh, there's a little bit of a problem. Another maven yavin, or let's say another bit of homework. If you're really holding in the sugya, you'll be able to ask a little bit of a kash on it. But it turns out what's thrilling is that we were mechavin to the yisod. By the way, it wasn't my own. I forgot to maybe gula l'olam. So now it'll be 2 days later. Rav Nissen Kaplan said most of what we said on Sunday. It's in the Shalmei Nissen. Okay. He doesn't mention that it's this rush. So what's the answer? Everybody follow what I'm bothered by? My kasha is, what, at the end of the day, asks the rush, if we're going to say that the Bahag is right, so then why is it that Kisha Ein Berchosei and Shavim, the Gemara says that the halacha is you could do whichever one you want? So he answers, Lo balash menu dinak tom klal. That line in Gemara is not talking about Hakdama. What did we say on Sunday? Mamish to yourself, it's Mefurish in the Rush. That's not a halacha in Kedima, but it's a halacha of one being motzi the other. Ela she'eino echot poter es chavero, like we were mazbir in the Rajba. But rather, one can't be poter the other. Then the Rush comes back and he says, what Rebel Kana said to me when I said this chiddush. So he said, it's not mashma that way in the Gemara. That's exactly what the Rosh says back for this teretz, according to whom? According to the Bahag, right? I've got the Chagashi right? We're talking in the Bahag. V'lishna lo mashma hachi. And the Lashon is not mashma this way. Din kein ha'vilameimar ein achot poter es chavera. Isn't this thrilling that what we were doing in the cave on Sunday was exactly what the Rosh does? We went slowly, because if we wouldn't go slowly, then ultimately we wouldn't have Havon in anything. Hilkach Nira, continues the Rosh, Divrei Rav Hai, V'divrei Rav Alphis, V'rashi, D'mevarech al Eza mehem sheyirtze. He says, I think therefore the Bahag is wrong. And the Halacha is that when it comes to our Eitz and our Adama, there's no Adifus. So the Rush learns also like Shitas Rashi that there's no Adifus. Why are they wrong? Because now they were backed into a corner that they have to say Mevarech Aleizem and Shiirtze doesn't mean Pshuto Kimashmo Aleizem and Shiirtze, but it just means that there's no Chiyuv of Kedima, that you're not Yotze, that you're not, one bracha is not going to be Motzi the next. But Einach Hanami, according to the Baha'i, there is a halach of Kedima. Says the Rosh, from the Gemara's Mashma, there's no halach of Kedima when it comes to Adam and Ha'etz. So who holds, bottom line, now we filled out the entire first line of our chart, who holds that there's no kedima of Eitz and Adama? The Rosh just rejected the Bahad. Rashi was Mefurish, as Freddy was Medayeg, from the opening lines of the Rosh, where he says, Mitoch Perusho, from Rashi is Mashma. Look back in the words, it's Rashi. It's definitely Mashma that way. That you could choose whatever you want, and the Rishonim say, what does whatever you want mean? Presumably it means Chaviv. And the Rosh also said, that's going to be the Shita of Rabbeinu Shmaya. The Rabbeinu Shmaya also learned like Rashi. Okay? So everybody except for the Ba'ad says that it's not important whether you have Eitz vis-a-vis Adam. Ad kan, a summary of the Rosh. Have we done any lomdus yet? No. Is it a mitzvah to start out with lomdus? No. The mitzvah is first to have havana in every single letter in the Rishon. Then we have to understand how everything pieces together. I'm just starting out. Leita, just give me a little bit of. You think there's something that I said that didn't make sense, or you want to ask?
I have a question on the Rosh.
So you know what, let's develop the whole Rosh, and then I'll take all of your questions, okay? Because this is one of those cases that in Yiddish there's an expression, you have to halt kap. You have to keep track of the whole, by far, this is the hardest Rosh in Ketzer Mevarchin, by far. Because there's a lot of question and answers, and he's questioning different Rishonim at different times. And he's being makif the whole sugya. So we've got to keep track of where he is. Okay? So right now, he's going according to those who say that O Adama and O Eitz, there's no Adifus. That he calls the Shita of Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rif. And then he continues. Ve'ein lahavi raya ledivrehem. But don't bring a raya. In other words, now he's going back to defend the Shita of the Bahad. Meha damrina lekamon kol ha-muktam bepasuk muktam lebracha. Alma mevarech alchita v'seorim mikmei gefen. But wait a second. What do you mean that there's no kedima according to the Rabbanan? There is kedima according to the Rabbanan. We have a rule. Kol ha-muktam, we said that's a rule. Di'ika lemeimar. Because we can say the Mayri Sha'asa Pas Odaisa the Vadai Birchas Hamasi O Birchas Boriminizos Khoshimi Borpriya Eitz. He says a tremendous chiddush. He says that we're gonna have to say that those cases when you say Muktam was only talking about where the Chita is a better bracha, like a Mazonos or a Hamotzi. Avol Kose says a Chita. Then in such a case, the min shiva doesn't come before. And if you want to say that we're talking about kosachita, period. So he says, you don't have, there's no raya, again, that adama is going to come when it's of the min shiva, is going to come before the ha'etz. So what's the Rosh going to say? If you have zayim minim, does it come before chaviv? The Rosh says, again, zayim minim doesn't come before chaviv. According to the Bahag, it seems that he's assuming that it would be so, that the zayim minim would come before the chaviv. Rabbeinu Yeshaya and the Rosh disagree. Rashi, we don't have a haraya how Rashi is going to work. Im Tomar, continues the Rosh, And he asks the kasha, "May shna del Rabbi Yehuda kishebircha san shava sarach lahakish shivas haminim ukeshe ein bircha san shava eid sarach lahakdim." He asks, "I don't understand. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when the brachos are the same, Vamevin Yavin, this was the same kasha we were bothered by on Sunday. And that is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when the bracha is the same, the halacha is that the min shiva comes first. However, we're ein birchas and shav, and you don't have to be makdim. What's the logic? If min shiva comes first, it should always come first. V'yesh lomar, what's the answer? Devadai kishibirchas and shava, devibracha hachas poters chavero, oz mistavar levarach ha-shiva samim luftar sasheni. When we're talking about something where they're of the same bracha, so then min shiva is going to come first. Aval kishitzarech levarech ha-kol echad ve-echad, lo shaykh izel ze-klav, kiva shitzarech levarech ha-lasheni, achar achilas al-rishon. The whole klal that we talk about kedima, is only if it's the same bracha. But if it's a different bracha, then the whole klal of kedima is thrown out. So this shita understands that the whole time we're going to talk about kedima, specifically according to Ula, is if there are the same bracha. Hilka, im eviu lefan of shnei minim, ve'ein ba'em mishivas haminim, kegon esu yitapuach, Yivarech ala chaviv tchila lekule alma, and for that reason, you'll always choose the min chaviv. Kivan shebirchosein shavos vim yesh bahen bin shiva. But if it's of the min shiva, kaimelak Rabbi Yehuda the min shiva adif v'yivarech alav afal pi she'acher chaviv alav. Vim yesh lefan of bore priets v'shehakol yivarech bore priets tchila v'chein bore priyadam v'shehakol bore priyadam akodemus. So the Rosh develops that the halacha is that he believes that according to the Chachamim, chaviv is always first, and that will bleed out even if you have the shivas haminim. Yes. Right, so he answers like this. He says the whole diyun, he doesn't answer it the way we did on Sunday. He says the whole diyun in the sugya, just a second, the whole diyun in the sugya is only if you have on the same level of brachos. But if you don't have on the same level of brachos, so then there's no diyun of kedima. Kedima is only if you're on the same level of brachos. Which means, of course, therefore, that if we're talking about a bore priya etz, a bore priya dhamma, that's not what our sugya is being involved with either. Hence the Rosh Lashita so is going to say, there's no din of kedima by bore priya etz and bore priya dhamma. The whole discussion is only when it's on the same plane. Yes?
Well, the Rosh has to say, like, he can't say like the Rosh, because he threw out the Rosh with Shab, because he said it was mashma.
Good. Now, Rabosai, so far we have 1, 2, 3 issues. Whether there's kedima lechachamim, the Rabbeinu Shmaya says yes. We have an issue of whether the shivas haminim are kodim to the chaviv, that the Bahag says yes. And then we have another issue of adifus ha'eitz mol ha'adama. Now, according to Rashi and Tosfos, what do they hold of the shayla of yesh kedima lechachamim? What do Rashi and Tosfos say? According to the Chachamim, is there an idea of kedima of the shivas haminim? Is there kedima of the shivas haminim according to the Chachamim? It's black on white. What I'm asking you is basic pshat from yesterday. Is there idea of kedima according to the Chacham? What did we see? Who did we see that gets involved with this issue? Wait, we had put somebody over here. We had said Rabbeinu Shmaya. What did Rabbeinu Shmaya say? Yiddish. There is.
What's that?
What's that?
So, you mean, in other words...
Nachon, Yeshika. Okay, so we said that the answer is yes, according to Rabbeinu Yeshaya. What do Rashi and Tosfos hold about this question? Is there an idea of Kedima according to the Chachamim? Yes, Ari?
I think if there's no covenant, that, and you just have two stop words that you don't care which one, anyway, then take chosen.
Who says that? You're right. Who says that? Who was the one who said that? Wait. Let's work together. Let's read over the Tosfos. Amar Rav Yirmiyahu. Pirush Rashi Rav figures Zuzu Asi Adam Rav Yosef Kol HaMuknim Ki Rav Yehuda. Al Rav Shenu Rav Yishmei Garas Amar Rav Yosef Va'asya Aliba D'Rabbanan U'mayri She'ein Chavivin Zeh Mizeh Do'azlinan Basar Muktam Di'ibi Chavivin Pshita D'Chaviv Kad. So who says what you just said, that if there isn't Chaviv, there's Kedima? Who says that? Rabbeinu Shmaya. What is Rashi hold? Rashi holds no. Rashi holds that there's no Kedima of the Shiva Saminim L'Chachamim. You're wrong. Rashi holds that there's no Kedima of the Shiva Saminim L'Chachamim. That's how Tosfos understands. According to Tosfos, you're wrong. I know that Rashi has the words.
Yeah.
I know that. But Tosa says that you don't make that deal. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi, according to Tosa, says, I discussed with Eitan earlier this morning. So now, Tosa is of the opinion that according to Rashi, there's no advantage of Chavivah. Rabosai, what's behind that machlokas? Of whether there is an advantage of or not of Chavivus. Issue number four. What's issue number four? That would be great, but we'll have to for next time. We know what to do for next time. What's issue number four that it revolves around? It revolves around the issue of Kedima and Girsa. What do I mean? How do you read the words of the Gemara? The Gemara is, as we saw yesterday, do we say that Rav Yosef is going specifically according to Rav Yehuda or going according to the entire world? Let's look back into the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Yirmiyahu lahaktim de'amar Rav Yosef. That's the girsa of Rashi. So whether we say de Amar Rav Yosef or not, why is it dependent on whether you say de Amar Rav Yosef? Because if you say de Amar Rav Yosef, so then you're saying Kedima Brachos only according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if you have the Girsa Amar Rav Yosef, so then in such a case, what's emerging is, if you have the Girsa Amar Rav Yosef, so then you're saying everybody holds of Kedima. So Rabbeinu Yeshaya has the girsa of De Omar. That's Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Rashi has the girsa of Omar. So Rashi... I'm sorry. Thank you. Rashi has the girsa of De Omar. And Rabbeinu Yeshaya has the girsa of Omar. And therefore, Rabbeinu Shmaya has the girsa of Omar. Therefore, according to Rabbeinu Shmaya, everybody holds of the idea of Kedima Bebrachos. Who could now tell me how Rashi is Lishitaso in at least three different places? Rabosai like this. When our Gemara says, Bishop Bir Chosei, Avokishain Bir Chosei and Shavos, Divrei Akol,
that the halacha is mevarech aleis amen sheyirtze. Says Rashi, what does that mean? It doesn't make a difference whether you do ha'adamah before or eitz. That's how Rashi understood. Rabotzai, how could Rashi say such a thing? How could Rashi have the chutzpah and rov rishonim to disagree with the Bahag? At the end of the day, the Gemara says that there is a concept of muktam. And clearly, the bracha of Eitz is mivureres tfei. So what's the answer? Rashi doesn't hold of the idea of kedima v'brachos according to the Rabbanon. Rashi said that there is no kedima v'brachos according to the Chachamim. Issue number three. Hence Rashi holds on issue number one that there's no adifus. Hence Rashi holds that the girsa is de'omar. And hence there's room to say that even when it comes to chaviv v'amev and yavin, it'll bleed out shivas haminim according to the Chachamim. However, the Bahag doesn't go this way. The Bahag, as we start out, holds that Eitz has Adifus. Why does he hold that Eitz has Adifus? Because there's an entirely different approach. And that is the approach that says that even according to the Chachamim, you have the Girsa of the Omar. The Girsa of Omar, according to the Chachamim. The Hainu, what does that mean? The Rav Yosef is saying a new thing. And the Rav Yosef's new thing is telling us the idea of Chavivus L'Kulei Alma. And therefore, the Bahag will say that once there's an Adifus, so Shivas Aminim will certainly break Chaviv. And once the Shivas Aminim certainly breaks Chaviv, Shivas Aminim, there's room to say, is going to break a Borei pre-Adama. And we'll have a Borei Priya 8, even that's not one of the Shivas Aminim that's going to break our Adama. Because of the idea of Kedima. Rav Yosef taught us the rule of Kedima. And therefore, the Bahag is going to have to learn, he's going to be Lishitaso in all these four categories. So Rabosai, you didn't really learn the Rosh until you came to Shir. If you didn't see that Rashi was Lashitaso in these four places. We could have started maybe on Sunday with all these Lashitasos, but we wouldn't have felt it. You have to go through Rashi really, really, really well. Then you gotta go through Tosis really well. Then you gotta go through the Rush really well. Now what's the Svara in the Machlokas? We've already discussed the Svaras in the Machlokas. Rabbi Yalei Malin discussed. But did you see the thread throughout the sugya? That's called making a good lane. It takes a while. You have to really, I think that if you don't look at this rush for 2 or 3 days, then there's no way you would have noticed it. You might have noticed the svara. Anybody can notice. In high school, they already teach you how to notice the svara. But really, really, to see the shalshelas of how everything led to something else, that requires time and amelos. You can't rush through a sugya like this. That's why I asked you when I started, could you point out to me 3 or 4 Rashi's Lashitasa? Now, Rabosai, there are a few Tzarechiyuns. Number one, these are all, I'll leave off the Tzarechiyuns as Amevin Yavins. What's Rabbeinu Shmaya's approach? We haven't given Rabbeinu Shmaya a unified approach. You could probably develop it as well. And number two is, how does our Mahalach on Sunday within Shitas Tosfos, how is that going to fit into the fact that the Rush learns like Tosos as well, yet the Rush is disagreeing with the Bahad? Okay, that's how I'm moving you up. You got to cheshbon that all out. But the Iker is that, although that's the bonus. The Iker is that you notice when you may, when, and that's what Shir is for. Shir is not only to say Gishmak and Kiddushin. Shir is also to bring out, to see the theme of the, to see the whole picture of the sugya. And that means going slowly through Rashi, going methodically through the Tosas. There's no way we would have noticed this if we would have ran straight to the Rush.
develop the rush. Rabosai, now we're ready to enter stage number two. This was just pshat. This was just stage number one. Beis Hashem, now we need to see, we're going to see the omik of the svar of the Rambam, and we're going to see that the omik of the svar of the Rambam is going to directly relate to the pshat and the Minehu Bei as well. Any questions before we go to stage two? Yes, Ami. That's why I thought was target number one. Very good. But I could, you could be Masbir. Very good. We were developing Rashi and Bahag as two very coherent shitas. Rabbeinu Shemaya, you're right. That was Sarachiyu number one. I said I didn't develop Rabbeinu Shemaya coherently, but I think Beis Hashem you can. Beis Hashem, when you say Shir, you'll develop it coherently as well. If the truth is, I mean, I already was Masbir. I was already Masbir once before, but I'm afraid I'm going to lose the guys. If you put together what I said earlier from Rav Aryeh Leib Malin about what's the difference between Ha'etz Adama, everything will work out. But you have to know Rav Aryeh Leib Malin. But that's a different nekuda. The most important thing is seeing the themes of the sugya, the Minehu Bei of the sugya. Okay. I forgot to bring that around? Oh, I did. I put it here. Okay. Rabosai, let's take a look at the Rambam. And we're going to see that the Rambam's an entirely different shita. Rambam's an entirely different shita. Eitan, you had a question? Go ahead.
Earlier on in the Rosh, when you were saying the Chag shita, he says the Chag is saying that they're not arguing about the Gemara, but they're only arguing whether one can be poter to the other one. But even so, then let's say we reject that Adama could be poter Ha'et, but you're still left that Adama could be said before Ha'et, and that would disagree with the Chag.
That we say that Adama could be said before Ha'et.
We're rejecting the fact that Adama could be poter Ha'et.
Right.
But we're not rejecting that Adama could be said before Ha'et, which is against the Baha'i.
That's the Rosh disagreeing with the Baha'i, which is fine. Is that the Rosh or is the Baha'i himself?
No, that was the Baha'i himself. He says, one of the low fellows who did Adama, Klaal, Allah Shein Ha'afat, Poter Savera. That was the Baha'i himself.
Okay, where he's answering the Baha'i. So he says that one is not Poter, he says that. We're not telling us Kedima, but we're saying that one could be poter the next. So what's your kasha? That since we say that one could be poter the next, that the only so that we're teaching is about one not being poter the next. But in a Hanami, there is room for Kedima. So what's your kasha?
That even though we say that one can be poter the next, we still see that Adama could be said before Ha'etz, which is against the Baha'i.
Because that the Braisa said that the Braisa left open that possibility. Yeah. So how is the Baha'i going to answer the fact that the Braisa left over the possibility of one before the other? That's your question. I think there is an answer to that question. Eitan's asking at the end of the day, well, what about the fact that the Braisa said you could choose whichever one you want? And it seemed that one was its known and the other was the Zayis. So first of all, I have a very technical answer to your question. When the Gemara brought up Tznon and Zayas, that was in the Nesive. The Gemara's answer was that was going about Iker and Tafra. So where do you see in our Gemara that we were talking about the Hadama versus Zayas? Only from Tznon and Zayas. And that the Gemara already rejected when the Gemara says Iker and Tafra.
No, we said earlier in the week.
So that's why I said also how you relate what I said in Tosos to the Shitas of Ahag and Rosh in Echnami. That needs to be Mechushvan. But I don't think it's a steer as well. We could talk about that afterwards. You asked a good question. You asked a question that needs to be discussed in Shir, and I gave a good shot answer to the question. How you connect it to what we were Mechadesh on Sunday, I think we'll be able to work that out as well.
If you'll notice, intentionally, I didn't put Tosos as one of the columns there. I put Rashi, Bahag, Rabbeinu Shemaya, and the Rosh. I didn't put Tosas.
Because you're right, I already developed Tosas in one direction. How that fits together. Look, you could say over Tosas by itself. That's a shear by itself. Then this is an akuda by itself. Each one of these things stand by themselves. Whether they all fit together harmoniously, whether Sunday fits with Wednesday, that becomes a separate question. But that bothers me less, because if on Sunday it made sense with Das Tosas, it's fine. Today I'm not discussing Shitas Tosas. That's not my tafkid today. Today I dafka decided, when I made the chart for myself, when I was preparing, I did put Tosas. But then I decided to keep, and not only that, in the chart that I made for myself, I also had three other issues. The Shagas Aryeh. What else do I have?
had the Shagas Aryeh. How this relates to the Shagas Aryeh? A couple others. My notes are not here, but you could start clearing how the Shagas Aryeh fits. You could start clearing our Shtikl Torah, how that fits. That was another thing. But I figured to keep things as simple as possible, to keep it like this. Rabosai, complicated sugi like this, at the end of the day, like I said, you have to be able to crunch a sugi in 4 or 5 sentences. If you can, so then it's not going to stay with you. It's just going to be one big glob. Okay, let's see the Rambam. Perakas Halacha Yigimel. Who wants to read the Rambam? Go ahead, Avram.
Hayu lefana of minin harday, ima yu birkotem shavot, v'verech al chamehem v'poter et ashar. Im ein birkotem shavot, v'verech al kol achat mehem bracha haroya lo. V'yi ze mehem shirta lahaktim maktim. Im ein rotze baze yoter mize, im yish b'nehem echad mishivet aminin, alav hum v'verech tzila. V'kol akonim v'pasu kodem b'bracha. Shiva Heina Murim Bepasuk Ze Eretz Pita Sohora V'Gevin Teina V'Rimon Eretz Zayit Shemen Udvash.
Rabosai, this Rambam is beautiful. This Rambam is dancing on both weddings. On the one hand, the Rambam brings down the halacha of Kedima, the brachos, which sounds like fundamentally he was working within Rav Yehuda. On the other hand, and I'm going to ask this, it's not a strong kasha, it's a klutz kasha, if you will. It's not a strong question. It's not a steer at all. But to dramatize it, it seems that the Rambam is dancing both with the Rabbanan and with Rabbi Yehuda. And that is, on the one hand, he says that there is kedima by the Shiva Saminim. On the other hand, the Rambam also says chav levadif. In other words, if you only had the Mishnah, you know, the Rambam said, you're only going to need my Sefer. What's the irony of ironies? Is that there's nothing more that's been written on the Rambam. The Rambam was the greatest of the great. I call the Rambam the Melech. The Rambam is just unique. He's just so awesome. But the irony of ironies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the last laugh with the Rambam on this one, that the Rambam wrote that I'm writing a Sefer, and he did a beautiful job. He said, I'm writing a sefer so that people are going to be able to have a pocket sefer, they'll be able to take with them wherever they go. They're going to know what the halach is. They're going to want to chazer Torah. They're not going to, it's so confusing. If you're in the army, if you're a doctor, if you're this and that, how are you going to open up a Gemara and Abaye and Rav and Rashi? He knows it's going to be Rashi, Tosin, Maram, Rutenberg, and Rosh, and so on. So he says, I'm going to give you one book, a pocket book, you're going to be able to have in your pocket, wherever you are, Kalchot Tzava. You're always going to be able to open it, V'chulei, and you're going to be, you're going to be set. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the last laugh that the most that was written on any Sefer to explain it was the Sefer of the Rambam. Now, the truth is, on the Mishnah, if you only had the Mishnah and the Rambam, you would have said, what? You had your pocket Mishnais, you have your pocket Rambam. You look at the Mishnah, you read the Rambam, it wouldn't make any sense. Because the Mishnah says that's a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rambam paskins like both of them. So Rabosai, how do you reconcile everything? And let's skip the Gemara, like the Rambam wants us to sometimes. Skip the Gemara, all the confusing Gemara, this, that, the Hava Mina Maskana, this, that. What is the Yishuv to this problem? How did the Rambam paskin? On the one end, he has Rabbi Yehuda, on the other end, he has Rabban, and the Kesef Mishnah is beautiful. Ah! You read over the Kesef Mishnah, read over every word of the Kesef Mishnah, Kaftor V'Ferach. Such a beautiful Kesavish. He explains every single part of the Rambam, and he puts everything back into words of Gemara, but it's 103, so I can't go through the Kesav Mishnah. I'm happy that I went through the Rush methodically, because the Rush is a real hard one. The Kesav Mishnah, you should all do in Chazara, and go over and see how the Mamish Kafter Aferath into the Rambam. What's the bottom line? How would you crunch the Shitas of Rambam, how the Rambam is working? How would you crunch the Shitas of Rambam? At the end of the day, how could he be dancing both with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? They're cholik on each other. And maybe even bypass the whole cheshbon in the Gemara. Cut to the chase. In one of the Rishonim, yes, Avram Yitzchak?
I want to say that he's asking like the Chachamim, who at the same time recognize Rabbi Yehuda is just called.
How do you say that in one word? Two words? Say a name? Be yeshivish. Say as a das Torah. Say it as a. It's often very, very, very good to be able to crunch it as in the name of a shita. Which shita are you? Who are you talking about? If you're going to have to explain to me how it fits in the Gemara, it's going to take you 5 minutes. But if you say the name of a shita, then it'll be beautiful. It won't take you 5 minutes at all. Okay. Which shita? We got to go to somebody else. David. Very good, Rabbeinu Shemaya. I don't recall if the text of Mishnah Mamish said Rabbeinu Shemaya, did he?
No, he didn't.
I don't recall. He did or he didn't?
I think so.
Oh, beautiful. So we're adding to the text of Mishnah. It's Mamish Rabbeinu Shemaya. Dahainu. It goes like this. The Rambam holds Chomim is Odif. He paskins like the Rabbana. Says Rabbeinu Shemaya on the third Taisis, Amin Aleph, that this is only if you have something that's Chomim. But if you don't have something that's chaviv, then the min shiva is adiv. What's the girsa? The girsa in the Gemara, this is why Avraham Yitzchak would take a while to develop in the Gemara. This is why it's good to learn Rishonim, not just the Gemara. That's why the Rambam will read the Gemara like this. Omer Rav Yosef, not de Omer Rav Yosef, like Rashi and Taisis. The Rambam's chaylik on Rashi and Taisis. Rabbi Yitzchak Zalman Meltzer, Zeche Tzadik Levracha, has 5 pages. Where he develops exactly all these shitas of Rishonim and exactly how the Rambam is going according to the Rif and the Bahag, v'chulei v'chulei, which is really big because the Bahag is a unique shita. So he explains how the Rambam Yachasit, that they were all going and each one took a little bit from the Rif. Ayin Sham. It's an awesome piece by Mr. Zalman. Awesome. Go through every single word of it. But the key in Shir is to be able to have that the sugya should be 100% clear, where every single sheet is coming from. Every part of the shtickle Torah, exactly how, that's less important. But they have clear Rashi, Tosfos, Rosh, Rambam, that all, every single one of them, you could crunch them, and how each one of them read the Gemara. But let's finish off with a shtickle Torah, though. Now, let's ask ourselves, look, at the end of the day, no new pshat. No, if no one was able to tell me 4 Rashi Lashitasos, then you didn't know Pshat. You read the Rush, you translated the Rush, but you didn't have Pshat. You didn't really, really understand the Sugya. Now, there's one problem over here. What would the Rambam say? Everybody knows this halacha. If you have a Eitz and a Shehakla, what comes first?
Eitz.
Open up for me in Hilchas Brachos, in the Yad HaChazaka, where the Rambam tells you that halacha. Where do you know that from? Where do you know that from? Eitz and Shachal, Eitz comes first. Give me a Gemara. Bar Kapara. Lamitessa Medalef as Taisis brought out. Not our Sugya. Fret Rabbis Zalman Zatzal. How come the Rambam omitted it? Why did the Rambam omit this halacha? If we say that the Rambam has the concept of Chaviv, but he also has the concept of Kedima, and he brought down the concept of Kedima, and we were mad about the Rambam learned like Rabbeinu Shmaya in the Gersa v'chulei v'chulei. What about Bar Kapara? Bar Kapara is just a logical step of the halachos of Kedima. Mivureris Yaiser. So why does the Rambam not have it? So you ready, Rabbi Osai? You have your seatbelt fastened? Let's go. What did the Maharshal say in Taisus? Maharshal said that the Shita of Taisus that said that Adama comes before Ahaeids. What's that based on? It's based on the Shita of the Bahag, with an exception. That's what we opened up with today in the Maharshal. And that was the answer to the Maharshal's kasha. That once we got through saying that there is a notion of a Mivureris Yoser of our AIDS, even the Bahag will agree that when you have one of the Shivas Aminim, Shivas Aminim is better than Bracha. Correct? So it goes like this. The second Tosfos says, can it be Rashis L'il that I developed according to the first Tosfos, which is within Shitas HaBahag? Which is based on what? Which is based on Bar Kapara. A Hadama of Shiva Saminim is better than a Bore Priya Eitz because Shiva Saminim is Mavur Yosef. Ha'etz versus Adama, not Shivas Aminim. Ha'etz is better because of Mivureres Yosef, which is based on Bar Kapara, who said that Ha'etz, which is better than a shackle, because that's Mivureres Yosef. That is Pshat in Tesis, Zok de Marshal.
Zok de Rabbi Zalman, does the Rambam agree with any of this? Does the Rambam agree with these three steps? Does the Rambam go with Bar Kapara altogether? There might be a breakdown over here. If I don't pass him like the Bahag, which the Rambam doesn't pass him like, that says that there's a adifus of an eitz more than a adama, why don't we pass him that way? Because we go with the Shittas HaRabbanan, that minchav of his adif. And Tosfos said that the Bahag was only going according to the second day of the Gemara. It doesn't work according to the first day of the Gemara. That's what Tosfos already said. The Rambam, who paskins like the Rabbanan, according to the first day of the Gemara, so the Rambam never has this idea of Bar Kapara. The Rambam goes with Ezema and Shehirtze. You have two brachas. The whole Chad Gadya in our sugya that got us to the point where we say that the halacha is that you choose what's mevureres yoser when it comes to brachos, which brought us back to Bar Kapara, says Tosfos, only works in the first day as Rav Zalman. The second day, it says Rav Zalman. As Tosfos said, in the first day, we're not going with that. Because what do the Rabbanan say in the first day? The Rabbanan say Mincha is Adif. It's then we have another halacha Omer Rav Yosef, not the Omer Rav Yosef. Omer Rav Yosef. What's Omer Rav Yosef saying? Kedima of the Shivas Aminim. But he's not saying Kedima of the other brachas. Mivureres Yosef. So if we go according to the first day, and that's how the Rambam paskins according to the Rabbanon in the first day, so then what emerges is that the Rambam has no makar that we paskin like Bar Kapara from the Tanoim. Hence, when the Rambam is disagreeing with the Bahag, when he's omitting the Bahag, the Rambam, if you follow the bouncing balls up through Mrs. Allman, is also omitting Shitas Bar Kapara. And Omer Rav Yosef is a Naya Din, it's a new Din in Shivas Aminim. But where do you see in the Rambam's Psak? The Rambam says all you need is my Sefer and a little bit of Mishnayis. So if you learn Mishnayis, there's no Hachreach to Bar Kapara. Rabosai, this last part, most people spend Shir the entire time staying on this. It's razzle dazzle, but it's not the Ikar Limud. The Ikar Limud is that you cheshbin out the rush, and you really understand the rush. Go through Rabbi Zalman, and you'll follow what we said, but the Ikar is to have the understanding in Eru. Do we have time for a Dvar Halacha? What time is it now? 1:10. So Rabbi said, let's just open up a Mishnah Berura. Let's take a look. Thank you very much. We're up to Simon Reish Hay. No, we're up to Simon Reish Vav. Excuse me. Ein Mevarchim says the Mechaber of the Vav Sefer will